The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, April 29th. We'll tell you about a severe weather outbreak that left a trail of destruction across several states and where it's headed now. Also, another dramatic weekend on college campuses as authorities try to crack down on protests. Plus, highlights from what's known as Nerd Prom in Washington, D.C. What federal investigators revealed about Tesla's autopilot, and who just received one of the highest honors a movie star can get. These stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with the dozens of tornadoes that ripped through the central U.S. over the weekend. They were confirmed across at least six states from Texas to Iowa. And sadly, at least five people were killed, mostly in Oklahoma. Several others were hurt. The storms flattened homes and businesses, overturned vehicles, and brought down trees and power lines. Plus, many areas have seen heavy rain that's led to flooding. Some local officials still have search and rescue efforts underway. Shelters and emergency kitchens are now open to help people who have lost their homes, and FEMA has offered to help. Today, thunderstorms are possible across the Mississippi Valley into the Gulf Coast, including cities like Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Mobile, Alabama. And there could be some severe weather with these storms, too, like hail, strong winds, and flash flooding. To be continued. Well, students at dozens of American universities are still protesting because of the war in Gaza. Most protesters have similar demands of their colleges, like they want administrators to divest from companies that could profit from the war. But some of the protests have ventured into anti-Semitism, with Jewish students even getting harassed. And that's now inspired many Israel supporters to come and counter-protest at many campuses. Dueling protests even got violent yesterday at UCLA until campus police stepped in to break up fights. Elsewhere, hundreds of protesters were arrested for things like trespassing and disorderly conduct at several campuses around the country, meaning nearly 1,000 people have been detained in just the last couple of weeks. Some students and faculty are now demanding amnesty for protesters, worried the legal records and suspensions will follow them throughout their lives. For now, the White House says it's keeping an eye on the situation, but is leaving the enforcement up to local officials. Today, the aid group World Central Kitchen says it is going to restart distributing food in Gaza. This comes nearly a month after seven of its aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike that sparked international outcry. Israel admitted to making grave mistakes that led to the strike, and two Israeli senior officers got dismissed over the incident. Now, World Central Kitchen is calling for an international investigation. But in the meantime, the charity says, quote, "We must keep feeding." As of this morning, it has hundreds of trucks with 8 million meals ready to enter through the southern Gaza Strip. Plus, it's going to send trucks from Jordan and build a third high-production kitchen in Gaza. Israel's military also says the amount of aid going into Gaza will be ramped up in the coming days. In the latest act of diplomacy between the world's two largest economies, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. But in the end, both of them agreed they still don't see eye to eye on a lot of issues. For example, the U.S. accuses China of supporting Russia's defense industry even when Russia was the aggressor in this war. But China says it's hypocritical for the U.S. to complain about China's trade to Russia while the U.S. is helping Ukraine. Also, Blinken says the U.S. has seen evidence of China trying to influence and interfere with the upcoming U.S. elections, though that's something China says isn't true. On the other side, Chinese officials accuse the U.S. of trying to slow down China's economic development by limiting advanced chips and going after some of its leading tech companies, like TikTok owner ByteDance. For now, the U.S. and China have promised to keep up communications as tensions continue. That's a wrap on this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. SNL writer, cast member, and Weekend Update host Colin Jost drew plenty of laughs from the crowd of journalists, politicians, and celebrities. And as expected in this heated election year, he mostly took jabs at President Biden and former President Trump. though Jost also made jokes about TikTok, Fox News, print media, artificial intelligence, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and more. President Biden also delivered a roast of his own, poking fun at his own age and at Trump, seemingly calling him immature by saying, quote, "Yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old." Trump wasn't there, but he responded on Truth Social, saying, quote, "Crooked Joe was an absolute disaster. Doesn't get much worse than this." When this event launched 103 years ago, it was a low-key get-together for the White House Correspondents Association and its scholarship recipients. Well, now it's one of the premier events on the D.C. social calendar. Besides all the politicians and journalists in the crowd, this year featured a guest list that included John Hamm, Rosario Dawson, Molly Ringwald, Scarlett Johansson, and many more. If you want to watch the full presentation, we've included a link in today's episode notes. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, I'm excited to tell you about our sponsor, Boll & Branch. When we moved homes at the start of this year, we had a lot of different sheets that we had accumulated, so we knew we had to pick out our favorites and then just get rid of the rest. Well, hands down, my husband and I decided to not only keep our Boll & Branch signature sheets in the color sky that we had already, but we also decided to buy another pair in white to go better with a new Boll & Branch duvet set that we decided to get for the new house, too. Since we knew we already loved everything about Boll & Branch, we knew we would also love the duvet set. And I could not be happier with our new bed. Everything about it helps me sleep well and feel so cozy, and our bedroom looks amazing. The sheets are buttery soft and breathable. My husband and I have agreed that they are our favorite out of all the ones we've tried, and they're just the most comfortable. It's also important to me that Boll & Branch uses the finest 100% organic cotton that is completely free from toxins. So sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. And if you don't love them, you can just send them right back for free. Get 15% off your order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Okay, now back to the news. American women are now giving birth at record low rates. The latest federal data shows nearly 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That's a 2% decline from a year earlier. And it's the lowest rate recorded since the government began tracking it in the 1930s. Birth rates actually fell among all women younger than 40 and across nearly all racial groups. And this proves a return to a general pattern. There was a little mini baby boom after the first year of the pandemic, but now it seems that's over. Experts point to a few reasons for this trend. For starters, more often, women are establishing fulfilling careers before deciding to have children later in life. Of course, some women who wait to have kids might have fewer than they would otherwise because of fertility issues. Women also have more access to contraception these days. And young people are more uncertain about their futures and spending more of their income on homeownership and student debt. This trend is mostly expected to continue, though experts also point out that rates can change dramatically depend on unique situations year to year. The CDC is now warning about the first known cases of HIV transmitted through cosmetic procedures. The Federal Health Agency says at least three women were likely infected while receiving so-called vampire facials at a New Mexico spa that was unlicensed for that type of treatment. The procedure involves drawing a client's own blood, separating its components, then using tiny needles to inject plasma into their faces, all in an effort to rejuvenate the skin. It's become pretty popular, with even famous people like Kim Kardashian showing off their results, and the American Academy of Dermatology says the facials do appear to be safe as long as the blood is handled properly. But in these cases, the CDC says the spa did not have appropriate licenses to operate and was not using proper safety measures. The spa has since been shut down, and the owner is in prison for practicing medicine without a license. Tesla's autopilot feature is being accused of causing hundreds of avoidable crashes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently wrapped up its nearly three-year investigation. It says a critical safety gap in the system contributed to nearly 500 crashes. 13 of them were deadly, and many others caused serious injuries. One thing the investigation pointed out was that the autopilot system did not make sure drivers were paying attention and using it appropriately. This issue has been brought up before, leading to a software update last year. And now the NHTSA says it's opening a new investigation into that update to see how effective it is. Already, the agency has pointed out that more crashes linked to autopilot have been reported even since the update went out. So far, Tesla has not responded to this most recent report. So if you got locked out of your Apple devices over the weekend, you're not alone. A lot of iPhone, iPad, and Mac users noticed their Apple IDs were reset at some point over the last couple of days, meaning they were logged out, and even when they tried to sign into their own devices again, they couldn't. So far, Apple hasn't said what could be behind this, but members of the Apple support team have just been suggesting customers reset their Apple ID passwords and app-specific passwords as well if they were set up via iCloud. And in most cases, users have said that's worked just fine. Hollywood legends gathered to celebrate one of their own. Nicole Kidman received the prestigious AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. That's the highest honor given by the American Film Institute. In the past, it's gone to icons like Bette Davis, James Stewart, Sidney Poitier, Elizabeth Taylor, Jack Nicholson, and Robert De Niro. And over the weekend, Kidman received tributes from people like Meryl Streep, Morgan Freeman, Reese Witherspoon, Aaron Sorkin, Naomi Watts, and many more. Of course, she's known for a 40-year career that's included roles in Moulin Rouge, The Hours, Big Little Lies, The Undoing, and so on. When she accepted the award, Kidman thanked all the directors that she's worked with. As she put it, quote, "It's a privilege to make films and glorious to have made films and television with these storytellers who allowed me to run wild and free and play all of these unconventional women." That's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. So after leaving TV news and becoming a mom, I just don't wear as much makeup as I used to. But I still want to love what I see every time I glance in the mirror. There's nothing like that feeling of being confident in your own skin inside and out. OneSkin's products have honestly made it easier for me to keep my skin healthy, which helps me look and feel my best. And this is key for me. There's no complicated, multi-step, hours-long routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions made to fit my busy life. Cleanse, pat my face dry, apply, done. Plus, I've actually noticed the difference in my skin. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and let them know we sent you. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Childcare is now outpacing the overall inflation rate, putting a lot of stress on people with kids. A new report from the personal finance site LendingTree says, on average, American families spend nearly a fifth of their income on childcare. And in many states like Nevada, Oregon, Illinois, and Texas, it's even more than that. Experts say there's a lot behind the recent rise in childcare prices. Of course, there's inflation. That's meant childcare providers have had to pay more for things like wages and rent. There's also the pandemic that thousands of childcare centers never recovered from, so they had to close. And then there's pandemic-era federal funding for childcare centers that expired last fall. So now, Care.com says parents are reporting not only higher costs, but longer wait lists and more difficulty finding any care than in previous years. Families have reported having to spend at a slower pace, dip into their savings, and in many cases, leave the workforce entirely. Though experts recommend, if you're in that situation, to talk to your employer, since many companies offer family care benefits. You can also go to care.com, which offers a calculator for childcare costs by region that can help you find the right care for your budget. We've added a link to that calculator in today's episode notes. Thank you so much for listening today and for coming back each day. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the Newsworthy podcast in your favorite podcast app if you haven't already to get new episodes every day for free. It helps you stay in the know quickly and without unnecessary arguing or anxiety. Or, of course, become a Newsworthy Insider. Start your free trial today at thenewsworthy.com/insiders. All right, we'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.